I love that when we're granting wishes, it's amazing to see the child's reaction, but sometimes it's the parents that just really move me. These families go through so much, and the fact that caregivers can see their child just get to be a kid again, I think that really stays with me.
They've been doing all the hard work on their side to conquer their illnesses and to, you know, really kind of traverse these times as a family. But it's our opportunity to say, we're coming alongside you. You know, we are Disney, and we see, you know, whatever your wish may be, you have chosen us. So we will equally choose you to say, you know, this is our ability to give you something that only we can provide.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Life at Disney podcast. This week, the Walt Disney Company is celebrating Disney Week of Wishes, joining Make-A-Wish to grant life-changing wishes for kids fighting critical illnesses in ways that only Disney can. A Disney wish is granted every hour of every single day. And today, we're excited to welcome two guests who see that magic come to life firsthand. So, welcome to the podcast, Senior Manager of Corporate Social Responsibility at Disney Entertainment, Sarah, and Corporate Social Responsibility Manager for Enterprise-Wide Marketing and Communications, Anam. Ladies, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
We are truly, truly so excited to have you and to chat about all these amazing things that you both do. Now, before we get into that, we're going to start our conversation with a quick challenge. This is going to be your Disney career, your Disney story, but in 60 seconds. So how this works is you each have 60 seconds to take us through your Disney journey, how you came to the company, roles you've had along the way, maybe even a favorite project or two, if you can do it. In 60 seconds. Now, who wants to go first?
Oh, you're really testing us.
I know.
I'll defer to you. I think you take it away.
Okay, I will begin. I started at Disney Experiences in public affairs, working in external communications. Then I hopped over to CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility at DX. And then I got my dream job doing both comms and CSR in corporate, which was great. I got to lead communications for our children's hospitals program, which was amazing. And now I am in a role doing brand marketing and communications, which is great. And I kind of lead brand tent poles, like our work with Make-A-Wish and our digital marketing strategy. Favorite memory, World Princess Week last year, we had a princess reunion concert and we invited a bunch of Wish kids to come. Personally, that was really cool to see, but it was even more magical to see it through the eyes of our Make-A-Wish kids. So that's definitely one of my favorite moments.
That's amazing. Was that the concert? It's like Susan Egan and a bunch of other like singers. Yes.
All the icons. Yep.
That's phenomenal. Now I'm even more jealous because that's great. That's so cool. Okay. All right. We know who's next.
All right. Well, I started in 2019, also on the corporate team. I led our volunteer engagement for all of our global sites and our regional volunteer strategy. So really all things employee and community engagement. And I started 6 months before the pandemic. So what a time to start in the company when change was abundant. And then just a few years ago, I switched over to Disney Entertainment. I started on the television side of the business, really leading a lot of our cause marketing activations. And now fast forward to today, I am leading on the studios and streaming side of the house and leading across our wish granting portfolio, children's hospitals, and really all of our communications strategy for our key CSR programs. So it has been quite a ride, and every day is different. So it's been a heck of a time here.
Yeah, literally starting since day one, just a fun journey. Very cool. Okay, so before we get into these questions, I want to play a quick game. All right, so Disney has a vast library of music inspired by wishes. And we're going to test your knowledge of that with a game of Name That Tune. I'm going to give you a portion of song lyrics, and you'll have to guess the song title. And if you're feeling confident, the movie as well. You guys ready for this?
All right.
Yes, let's do it.
All right. The first lyric. So I look up at the stars to guide me and throw caution to every warning sign.
It's this Wish, right? From Wish?
Absolutely. First one, you didn't even hesitate. That was like quick.
I say that song memories a lot. From a concert series. It's perfect.
I know.
Yeah.
It all aligns.
That's amazing. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.
When you wish upon a star.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, there we go. I was like, wait a second. I'm hearing it play in my mind.
I saw it click. You were like, oh, I got this. No. All right. Third lyric. Make a wish into the well. That's all you have to do. And when you hear it echoing, your wish will soon come true.
I'm wishing from Snow White.
Yeah. Okay, listen, you guys are on top of this.
We got our coffee this morning.
Yeah, yeah. We know our wishes.
You showed up ready. This is beautiful. Okay, here we go. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through.
Oh, a dream is a wish your heart makes.
There we go.
Cinderella.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Look, you guys don't miss. This is amazing. I'll give you one more.
All right.
Beneath a thousand treetops, and as the silver sky stops, I send a whisper to the water.
It's Snow White.
Yeah, I was going to say Snow White again. Oh my gosh.
You crushed this. That was beautiful. I'm not going to tell you how many I would have gotten right or wrong. Let's just celebrate you guys because.
Let's just celebrate it. Exactly. That's all we need to do.
Exactly. There we go. All right, so let's get into this. So Sarah, in your role, you help bring to life wishes connected to film premieres, talent meet and greets, and entertainment experiences. Can you share what goes into coordinating these once-in-a-lifetime moments for Wish kids and their families?
Yeah, absolutely. So much goes into planning these wishes, and we really look at every wish as its own special event, really. So our team really kind of takes a step back on the Disney entertainment side. When we receive, you know, the wishes that come into our pipeline, we always try to look at each one as its own unique experience. And we always think about what can we do that only Disney can do? And there are so many things that we can do, so many levers that we can pull, so many things that we can do to make these wishes above and beyond and such unique experiences. So each one really is treated as its own kind of tentpole event where we work with teams kind of across the company to think about every step of that wish event from concept to creation. And what does that wish child feel the moment they step into their wish day? We want to think about every moment of the journey as its own kind of beat throughout the day that just comes together as something truly memorable. But it requires so many teams across the company, so many stakeholders, truly as any kind of large event would, from logistics coordination to, you know, run of show, kind of day of management, and really thinking through, one, how do we make this something that is truly once in a lifetime for the Wish kid and their family, but also something that really resonates with them because the core of it is, what is their wish? How do we make sure that we are bringing that to life in the way that they are expecting it to be?
Yeah. And I bet it's just so fulfilling because we've seen pictures and videos of some of these moments from shows that we like or like the talent that we follow. What is it like for you to be able to sit back and kind of witness some of these things happen?
It's incredible because you kind of have an out-of-body experience in a way. I think so many of us spend so many hours working on these wishes in various different ways. A lot of the time we see it from the very beginning to the very end of, you know, kind of the execution of the wish and the opportunity to see it all come together. But sometimes you have to take a step back and remember that we're actually dealing with people's lives and their wishes. And it's such a deeply personal experience that I think as we get into the day-to-day of the logistics and the planning, sometimes you get lost in it. And you're thinking about just making it, make sure that it makes sense and that it's right and that everything is coordinated properly and everything works out. But I think for myself and many of our teams, we often have that experience of take a step back and actually experience what's happening in front of you. Because for so many of these Wish kids and their families, it's a transformative moment. It's something that they've been waiting for sometimes for a very long time. And getting to witness that is something that it's hard to describe, but it's so fulfilling and something that you can feel really good about at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of people who, you know, they have to do a little bit more work to find that purpose and that meaning in what they do. And luckily for so many of us, especially at Disney, it's right there. It's easy. Yeah. So to be able to hear about that is special. Now, you and your team recently helped coordinate a one-of-a-kind Wish experience for Wish Kid EJ at Walt Yes. Disney Animation Studios. Can you walk us through just that experience and what made that so special?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a day that we will not soon forget. EJ is a very special young man. His wish was to meet legendary animator Eric Goldberg, who is soon to be Disney legend. So timing was really perfect to grant this wish for EJ. This was another one that was actually really a long time coming, and he had been waiting a while for his wish to finally be granted. And so one, it was really special to be able to pull this together for him. But we brought EJ and his family to Walt Disney Animation Studios. They pulled up in front of the iconic animation building in a limo because we don't do anything small. And we had the whole day planned. I'll get into some of the fun details, but we really wanted to start off with a bang. So we pulled them up in the limo. We staged the family for a family picture in front of the building. And as we were snapping their picture, Josh D'Amaro just happened to walk up and tap EJ on the shoulder. And for those that are listening, you know, this was just a few weeks into Josh being our new CEO. And, you know, wish granting is obviously very personal to him. So I think just really wanted to start the day with something that was really memorable for EJ and his family. And just seeing his reaction to Josh tapping him on the shoulder was something we will not forget for a long time. And so really kind of brought them into the front doors of the building. We had animators lining the hallways, and we're talking about some of our most iconic Walt Disney Animation animators that are all cheering and clapping as EJ walks into the building. They then take him upstairs, and he meets Eric for the very first time, and he gets to sit side by side with Eric Goldberg, who, for those who don't know, Eric is known for his work on Aladdin, and he was the original animator on the Genie. And so they got to draw the Genie together, which was just amazing to see. And EJ had so many questions. I mean, he must have had hundreds of questions for Eric about his whole life and career, and how he can become an animator like Eric someday. And let me tell you, EJ is quite the animator himself, such a talented young man. We got to witness his talents kind of on full display. And then he got a full day where he got to meet other animators throughout the entire animation department. He got to watch Once Upon a Studio in the theater. And then we took him on a tour of the studio lot to cap off his day, where he got to visit Walt's office, because he actually sent a letter about 5 years before his wish was granted to Walt Disney Animation saying that he wanted to keep Walt's legacy alive. So we thought we needed to preserve EJ's future legacy and take him to Walt's office to really cap off his wish day. But when we talk about things that only Disney can do, I felt like EJ's wish day was the ultimate representation of that. It was a truly collaborative cross-team initiative. So many people had a hand in that day, and really a representation of why our brand resonates so deeply with our fans.
This is so heartwarming. You ever been scrolling either Instagram or TikTok, and then you look at people's comments, and there's the picture of the guy just staring at his phone, like in his bed, he's just smiling. That's how I feel right now. And I feel like it's just going to stay throughout the entire podcast today.
Good. I'm so glad. That's how we feel every day.
Literally. How can you not feel just warm listening to all this stuff? It's amazing. And you're also working on fulfilling two Disney on Broadway wishes. So what can you tell us about that process?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually just fulfilled those wishes last week. So it was incredible to be able to see them come together. We don't often get to grant wishes together at the same time. They're usually granted, you know, kind of individually, but we had a really unique opportunity where we had two Aladdin on Broadway wishes for two amazing Wish kids, and they got to make their Broadway debut together, which was also a really special moment for them to be able to experience something so iconic like that. you know, stepping onto the Broadway stage and seeing their name, you know, lit up on the marquee in New York City. But to also experience it with another Wish kid who is going through a similar stage of life, to have the families be able to come together and have a sense of community during that Wish event. And I'll also say the Disney theatrical team is one of our favorite teams to work with. They always go above and beyond. They pull every single lever that they possibly can to make these experiences so special and so magical. Things that these kids will remember for years to come. They got to be extras during Aladdin. They got the full costume fitting. They got to interact with the cast and got to, you know, participate in curtain call with the full Broadway cast. I mean, these are things that, again, kids dream about, they wish about, they yearn for. And when we think about these Broadway wishes, I think it also reminds all of us the fact that Disney is picked so frequently as kids' wish. It's a big responsibility for us, and it's such an honor to be picked across the company and to have Broadway be picked as a wish for these kids, that this is the ultimate thing that they want to do. So the team really went above and beyond to make those wishes really special.
Yeah. And as a theater kid, right, you're already doing these amazing things, but then you add on the element of these heightened emotions and the lights and all the fun stuff. It's that's so cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, Anam, I've got so many questions for you as well. So you've worked on Disney Week of Wishes for the last 3 years, bringing together partners from all across segments and regions of the company, which is, of course, a huge feat. This year, your team also partnered with The Hive and brand marketing to create a scripted short-form brand film following the story of a Wish kid, which that to me is just, that entire sentence is like, what is happening? What was the creative process like for that piece?
The creative process has been energizing and inspiring, I think, particularly in terms of the collaboration. So The Hive, brand, and CSR have all just kind of come together on this. And Janice actually on the brand team described it as the Avengers assembling. And I think that's just so perfect because each team brought a unique perspective and skill set to the table. And just bringing us together really has unlocked true magic. And from hearing the pitches to choosing a director and cast to production and now in editing, I've learned so much from all of them. So it's just been the most incredible process. And it has meant everything to see this level of artistry and creative talent applied to a CSR story. We're working with an Emmy-nominated director and creative powerhouses from across the company. So this is really a first-of-its-kind moment, and I just really hope we do it again and again and again and again.
Yeah, I think we all hope that, for sure. So you told us a little bit about your career journey. How do you feel like your years of experience supporting wish granting influenced your approach to a story like this?
That's a good question. It's interesting because this is the first time we've really done a scripted narrative piece. And so we wanted to keep it grounded and feel authentic to a real wish experience because that's important. And I'm lucky enough to have been able to help grant wishes. So I could bring little nuggets and stories to help kind of color the creative. And when I created the creative brief, I included a list of some of my favorite real life wish stories to draw inspiration from. And we also shared a sentiment that always sticks with us. And Sarah hit on this a little bit earlier, which is that wish kids can choose pretty much anything for their wish, but one out of every two wish kids chooses Disney. So through that, we decided to hone in on how these wishes are formed, where they come from, and the lead up to a wish being granted. So just some context, the story follows a little girl who is constantly at every opportunity drawing. In the background, we see snippets of her medical journey from diagnosis to treatment to healing, but the focus is really on her drawings, and they physically represent her interests and how she's processing and coping with her illness. but also metaphorically representing her biggest dreams. So at the end, we get to see her wish granted when she draws with Mickey Mouse. And we really wanted to root this story in reality in a number of ways. So first, during the wish discovery phase, Make-A-Wish often uses drawing to help kids express their most heartfelt wish. And a child's artwork often reveals what matters most. So it really helps wish granters bring their dreams to life in personalized and unforgettable ways. And so storytelling here and this drawing is a great vehicle, but it can also help people just understand really how much thoughtfulness that Make-A-Wish puts in and all of our wish granters, even at the Walt Disney Company. It's also rooted in reality because her wish to draw Mickey Mouse is inspired by so many wishes we see every day. Mickey is our most requested character, and wish kids often bring a little creative twist to their wish. So when we were coming up with this story, I had a wish that was to play drums with Mickey Mouse. So it's kind of so simple because they want to meet Mickey, but then they bring their own talents to it, which is so cool. And then third, the story is rooted really in joy and the transformative power of a wish. So you don't see our hero girl's face until the very end. But when you do, there are flashbacks to the entire story. And you realize that joy was always there, even in the most difficult moments. So illness is present, but it doesn't define her. What defines her is her imagination, her creativity, and dreams. And that all felt really authentic to the Wish Kids that I've had a chance to meet, and who many other cast members have as well. And then finally, a fun little tidbit. We wanted to celebrate the talents of the Wish Kids we so often see. So Sarah spoke earlier about EJ, an incredibly talented artist who has his own special connection to drawing, just like in our story. So to honor his imagination, EJ's actual artwork is woven into the background of the film. And it's just a nice tribute to the creativity and artistry of Make-A-Wish Kids. So lots of fun tidbits. When you see it, I think you'll just see kind of the love and thoughtfulness that so many of these teams have put into this and the reality of a story like this one.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see it. I mean, even just hearing about the details behind it and what that means, it's special. You touched on something a little bit, and I'm so glad that you said it. You know, when you're dealing with situations like this, of course, there's so much love and joy and fun that goes into these wishes and these moments. And I love that we don't pretend that everything is just absolutely okay. We don't pretend that we're not going to acknowledge what you're dealing with, right? That's a part of the journey. That's a part of the story. Mm-hmm. And so for both of you, can you kind of talk about how you see that in your roles of I'm able to acknowledge on a real basis, this is what you are going through, and especially for someone so young, and we can kind of shift that and do something special and make you realize that it's not just to make you feel special, but you are special in that.
Take it away, Sarah.
I'm happy to jump in. I think for me, you totally hit on it. We don't shy away from it. We very openly talk to the Wish Kid and their family about what brought them to this point, you know, how their journey has been both joyful and incredibly challenging. And I think that's why we put so much of a sense of kind of responsibility on ourselves to make sure that their wish day is exactly how they have wished for and dreamt of and imagined, because we owe that to them. They've been doing all the hard work on their side to conquer their illnesses and to, you know, really kind of traverse these times as a family. But it's our opportunity to say, we're coming alongside you. You know, we are Disney, and we see, you know, whatever your wish may be, you have chosen us. So we will equally choose you to say, you know, this is our ability to give you something that only we can, you know, showcase and provide. And I think also interacting with the parents is always a really special opportunity to really hear from them, no matter what the situation has been, what it has meant for them to really kind of walk through and for the family to kind of walk through this time together and what the wish has meant as a point of kind of that North Star of something that they've been looking forward to for some time. But it also gives a sense of that resilience of I'm going to get to my wish day. I'm going to make sure that I, you know, keep pushing and keep fighting. And I think our brand represents that in so many ways of the resilience and the courage of so many of our characters. But just being able to kind of be a part of that on the ground is so important and special that we are just very transparent about exactly what they've been going through up until the day that we meet them.
Yeah, that was so beautiful, Sarah. Echo everything you said. And I'll also just add that oftentimes we meet these kids when they're still in the hospital, which can sometimes be the most difficult part of their medical journey. Great, great story that we have coming up for Week of Wishes is that we met this little girl named Lilo at one of our hospital events in December. And we just caught wind that her wish was to come to Disneyland. And so we called everyone and we were like, how can we make this extra special for her? And again, not shying away from the realities of these situations, but doing whatever we can as Disney to bring comfort, bring hope, bring joy wherever we can and meet families where they're at and really listen to what they need from us.
In the midst of this work that is filled with so many highs, I'm sure you also have your moments of whether it's just like the workload of it or the emotions of it, where sometimes it kind of brings you down a bit. How do you take care of yourself in the process of, you know, you're this incredible work? Yes, but there are those moments. So what do you do?
I do a lot of just regrounding, kind of reminding myself why I got into this work in the first place. I think to your point, it's taking a step back to remind ourselves, why do we do what we do each day? And I think the company has also been very supportive of this work and has really shown that this is a priority, which is a great reminder at the same time that this is important, not just because we are human and we are supporting humanity in the way that we should and it's the right thing to do, but also that the company values it, I think is a good reminder at the end of the day that it's not thankless, that, you know, there are so many people that are so grateful for us just showing up in the way that we do. So I think it's important to kind of keep that in mind when the days get long and hard.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear that. It's so easy to get caught up in things and we're so busy. And I think that's also why it's important to tell stories about our work. Like I will, sometimes if I'm feeling really overwhelmed, I'll go and look at some of the past stories we've told or, you know, watch a video of a wish being granted. And to Sarah's point, it reminds us of the why behind it. And I think it's so important to keep that at the forefront. Even when we get really busy and overwhelmed and it feels heavy, we get to do really, really incredible things at this company and with this work. So it's good to remember.
Yeah, this is great to hear both of your perspectives on this. Anam, so let's push back just for a little bit. I know you really get to see the global scope of Disney wish granting through your work. So what is it like to partner with employees in the international regions to bring these unique wishes to life?
Great question. It's so fun. I love how far-reaching our work is. We've got entertainment, experiences, ESPN, all over the world. So it's so fun. And I also think that we learn a lot from each other. A great example is an event called A Disney Wish that happens in the UK. It was born out of necessity because there are so many Wish kids who want to visit Disneyland Paris, but they can't travel due to medical restrictions. So the CSR team brought the park to them. They transformed this English country manor into kind of like a Disney castle and bring characters and shows and unique experiences. It's just such an incredible example of innovation. And that team is also tremendous at thinking through accessibility. At the event's fireworks show, they have Braille cards for kids who might not be able to see. And so it's just all around so incredible and has inspired other CSR teams around the world to put on their own large-scale wish-granting events and kind of taking inspiration from everything that that team had done with the Disney Wish UK and still does today. I think we're on maybe like the fifth year now. So the ripple effect is incredible. And so that's why I love the global nature of this job, because we learn so much from each other.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Okay. So when we think about all of the different aspects of this, the families, the Wish kids, the employees involved, I'd love to know from each of you, what moments tend to stay with you the longest after a wish is granted?
I think for me, it's those quieter reactions. It's maybe not even some of the more grand, you know, Josh DeMaro surprises and meeting your favorite animator, but it's watching the Wish kid and their family processing throughout the Wish day and watching them kind of turn corners around, you know, and seeing kind of what is the next surprise that's kind of waiting for them. It's kind of watching those interpersonal reactions for me, obviously coupled with some of the bigger reactions and kind of the great surprises, you know, along the way. But I think it's also, it's kind of a reminder of, if I were in their shoes, what would I be feeling in that moment? And just feeling that sense of joy and pride that you were a small part of making that happen for them. Those are definitely the things that I think about a lot, that, again, you know, in our work, we are dealing with real people and real people's lives. And this matters because this is something that they've wished for so long that you have a sense of like, I need to get this right for them. And then seeing the outcome of that, it's something that's deeply personal and very special to be a part of.
Do you know how at weddings they tell you not to look at the bride, but the groom coming down the aisle? I love that when we're granting wishes, it's amazing to see the child's reaction, but sometimes it's the parents that just really move me. These families go through so much, and the fact that they can have this experience together, caregivers can see their child just get to be a kid again. I think that really stays with me, and just the experience of getting to get to know a family really closely through this really important, impactful moment in their lives. I remember everyone who I've been able to help grant wishes for. So it definitely stays with you.
And I have no doubt in my mind they remember you guys too.
Oh,
I know it. I know it indeed. One of the things that I always think about, especially with conversations like this. So I work with the Disney programs team, so college program, international, culinary. And I know that there are people who are going to listen to this and they want to do what you do. They love what they're hearing and they're like, what do I need to know now so that in however many years I can be in their shoes? What advice do you have for people who would love to get involved at your level and do what it is that you do?
It's a great question. I would say commit and be really good at a piece of it first, and then start to broaden your skill set. For me, my background is publicity, PR, public affairs, and then I started slowly getting more into kind of community engagement, and then started working with nonprofits, you know, in previous jobs. And it started kind of cracking my heart open a little bit to a point where I realized that this was always something I cared about, but when I, you know, went to college, this was not a career path. I had to kind of build it as it was building in real time. And so for me, I bring kind of my comms experience to the forefront of our work while I'm deeply committed to our kind of social impact cause and strategy. I know that my core and my passion is communications and storytelling. So I try to bring that to the forefront of our work and thinking about how we talk about what we do with a lot of respect for the work that we have. So we have to find that balance. So I would say you have to commit and know that this is something that you want to explore.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I love that. On that, I would say, yeah, what is your superpower and what can you bring to CSR? We have jobs that are more focused on communications and marketing. And then we have jobs where you're working really programmatically on executing these these incredible events and wishes and charitable investment. Like, there are so many skill sets needed to be part of CSR. So just figure out what your superpower is and hone in on it, as Sarah said. I'll also say, I think what is really important, and Sarah touched on this a little bit earlier too, is everyone who's working in CSR cares really deeply about this work and helps use that to drive us forward. So if you want to work in CSR, find ways to pepper in impact in whatever you're doing right now. So whether that's being a Disney volunteer and participating in some of the offerings we have for employees at the company to get involved through that, or even volunteering outside of Disney and getting involved with a nonprofit there, I think it speaks volume when someone wants to come and work in CSR and has that passion already there and is really excited and moved by what we do. I'd say hone in on that too, because that's really important.
If the people at home listening, watching are like me, they want to be your best friends, they hang out, they want to shadow your teams, all of the above. Hearing this has been amazing. It's been truly such a special conversation. And it's just a joy to see the care and the effort that goes into making every aspect of wish granting at Disney so magical and memorable for literally everyone involved. So if you haven't heard it, either one of you recently, just thank you. Thank you for what it is that you do. And of course, thank you for joining us and sharing your stories on the podcast.
Yes, today. Thank you for having us and amplifying this work.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to catch our next episode. And if you want to learn more about working at Disney, follow Disney Careers on social media or visit DisneyCareers.com. We'll see you real soon. The Life at Disney podcast is produced by Jaren Kaufman and Sarah Monier. Editing and social promotions by Hannah Butler. Design and graphics by Delaney Regnier. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. And a special thank you to the teams at Disney Entertainment and Corporate Social Responsibility.